It's not just about the compute power and the form factor. It's also about the wireless and the wireless experience. When you ask people, what is the most important thing in your notebook? Almost everywhere in the world now, people say improved connectivity. Connectivity is very, very important. We're very happy over the last year and a half that we've continued to make progress in moving ahead with Wi-Fi. The 11N discussions have proceeded well in the last 6 months, and we're moving well towards standardization on an 11N. 11N is critical, of course, because it will enable the speed of 11N with MIMO technology will enable the transmission of real high-def video inside of the home. And high-def video is going to be critical over the next 3 years for the whole consumer electronics and computer industry. We've made good progress on that as an industry. A big thank you to those who've been working on that. And inside of Intel, we're also happy to have made good progress as well. And I'm delighted today to be able to show you the MIMO 11N demonstration of Kedron. Kedron is the next radio product, an 11N product coming out of our Wi-Fi teams. It's a highly integrated, leading-edge 11N MIMO implementation. And here we're showing it live running full streaming high-def video. So good progress there, and good progress overall for Wi-Fi. And of course, the attach rate continues to increase for Wi-Fi in all sections of the industry. When you get that crisp broadband experience that you get with Wi-Fi, that's when you can really experience the web. But then you get the frustration when you lose the signal. That's why many of you have been working over the last 12 months to continue to push ahead with WiMAX. So let me update you on the progress that we've made collectively over the last 6 to 12 months on WiMAX. If we go back to 2004 at IDF, we said that by 2006, we would need to have a fairly mature range of products covering broadband wireless to the home, consumer access. And indeed, we've hit those milestones. Here you can see what are typically second generation or even third generation implementations. These are products that will deliver, are delivering, broadband to the home using 16D, which is the initial phase of WiMAX. The cost of these connections is coming down significantly, the volume is increasing significantly, and as you'll see shortly, this equipment is being installed in pretty much every continent in the world as these WiMAX installations begin to kick in. We also said that we would see progress on portability. Portability in 2006, 2007. Portability in WiMAX is really resting on the shoulders of 16E, which is the next extension on WiMAX in the same way that 11N in Wi-Fi extends from ABG. And in 16E, we saw the great news coming out from Korea, the announcement by Korea Telecom of the first implementation, the 16E SISO implementation, WiBRO. But we haven't as yet seen any demonstrations of 16E here in the United States. So it would be really interesting. Ah, just on time.
Yeah, John, of course.
And here's Craig on a very quiet-looking scooter.
Oh, very quiet. What we've brought you...
Very quiet-sounding scooter.
What we brought you today, Sean, is the U.S.'s very first demonstration of mobile WiMAX. And on our little electric scooter that I have here, actually, I have integrated a Centrino Napa platform notebook on the back for using Intel Core Duo and our very first Intel WiMAX PC card, giving us a direct connection to the internet constantly, even mobile, while you're cruising around San Francisco on your new wireless scooter.
And what kind of speed?
We're getting in upwards of 2 megabits for the purpose of this demo that okay. We're seeing around town.
So in Korea back in September, October, they were seeing speeds up to 16 meg. You've set this up for the demo at speeds of around 2.
Exactly. Looking for a lot of range on this demo. We want to make sure you can get down all the way to the wharf. Okay. So as you can see, we actually have this set up here on our screen where we have integrated VoIP as well as our blog page, which... For the first time ever, I mean, this is stuff we've never seen before, right? A live video blog of you cruising around San Francisco.
Yuck.
Something we can bring down constantly on the web. In addition, just, you know, some regular stuff that we can integrate it in. So let's just go down to the touchscreen. I can bring up our directions, and none of this is local on our bike. We're bringing this straight down the wire, so to speak. And as I can see, we have our directions straight down to the wharf for you to drive down here, downloading a video on Google Earth. I can get all of our traffic directions brought directly down to the bike. In addition, weather's been a little shaky in San Francisco lately, right? So what do we have for a live streaming webcam from Pier 39? A little bit better, but you know, maybe umbrella. It's a lot of gear on this thing, right?
That is a really good demo. But the motorbikes or scooters, they're supposed to annoy you with the noise, and the electric one is far too wimpy.
Far too wimpy, and just a little bit underpowered, it sounds like you're seeing. Well, fix that for you. Knew what you were going to say. So what we have here actually integrated into our thing is what we're calling muffler tones. You want to talk about the success of ringtones? Wait till APAC gets a hold of this. So how we're going to beef up your little scooter here, Sean, is let's give this guy a little volume. Oh, very Harley-like on this side. Not bad, but of course it is a scooter, right? Maybe a little bit too aggressive for a ride around town. Just crank this guy down a few notches. You get the idea, right? So, Sean, you have a very, very great time cruising around San Francisco. No DVDs and IPTV while you drive, please. But thank you very much.
Thank you. That's a really good demo. That sets the bar at wrapping a creative wrapper around a technology demo, I think. What we're showing here, obviously, is 16E continuing to make progress. And part of what Craig said as he went through that was that we said we would have a 16E card for Centrino in 07. We're actually managing to do that a little bit earlier than we had said. And this will be for the second half of this year for the 2.3, 2.5 gigahertz band. 2.3, 2.5 gigahertz band is a band which is in favor in some of the early WiMAX implementations in Asia. Now, we want the global standard, and that same desire was behind Wi-Fi. And I remember that there were many people outside of the Wi-Fi supporting community who said that Wi-Fi would never become a global standard. And we worked very hard. Many of you worked very hard in the late 90s, 2000, 2001, 2002, standardizing Wi-Fi globally, overcoming the legislative hurdles, the government hurdles, so that we could get global frequency bands for Wi-Fi. And we ended up, as you know, with 2.4 and 4.9 through 5.8, which enabled our industry to set the wheels in motion that led to the economy of scale and the cost reduction of Wi-Fi that has helped so much over the last 3 years. Over the last year, we've clearly been doing the same thing on WiMAX. We've been working hard to come up with global standardization around the frequency bands, and considerable progress has been made. We are now at the point where there is a clear coalescing around the 2.3, 2.5, 3.5, and the 5 gigahertz bands. And it looks likely that the planet is going to be able to be covered using those frequency bands. But in order to do that, you're going to have radio technology that is very agile and capable of supporting those three radio bands. You'll want a radio that is capable of supporting those three radio bands. So I'm delighted today to be able to announce the world's first integrated Wi-Fi WiMAX flexible radio capable of operating in the 2.3, 2.4, 3.5, and full Wi-Fi WiMAX frequency range in the 5 gigahertz band. And it's a very small device, suitable for a very high integration. I did say Wi-Fi WiMAX radio. As we said before here, the objective is that over a period of 3 years or so, these two technologies essentially would merge with an integrated MAC handling both. This is a very important first step, the radio that's capable of handling both standards in all of those frequency bands. And what we have here on the screen, if we can bring it up, is we have an analyzer showing the full transmission going over, this is going over the 3.3 gigahertz band, end-to-end using O for R radio at both ends of the band. Okay, so I'm just about drawing to a close here, and I'd like to summarize with a few points. Those people that we saw at the beginning of the speech, they are passionate about the internet. They're passionate about what the technology can do for their lives. People are, to an increasing extent, addicted to it because of the benefits that it brings. Paying attention to how the internet gets used, how it changes, is of incredible importance to all of us. And we have to make sure that we do that and we learn the lessons from our customers in the different ways that they're beginning to use the technology. I then showed you the three areas that Intel has been focusing on in the mobility space. Firstly, in the handheld area, increasing performance, increasing integration in audio and video. Then shrinking the classic PC and putting it into a smaller and smaller space in the ultra-mobile PC initiatives. And then in the notebook area, a new architectural foundation for the next few years, architected from the floor up for extreme power efficiency and high performance, and then all the other ingredients that go around with it, the chipset and the radio and so on. And finally, I hope, given you some insight that the effort and energy that we put in on Wi-Fi is also now translating into WiMAX, and we're beginning to see global progress on that. Global is the key word. Our growth opportunities on the internet are absolutely global, and I'd like to leave you with a view of that global progress on WiMAX and how that's rolling out around the world. Thank you very much.